Royal Edge FM, episode
three.
Today is March 23rd, 2010.
Planet Earth.
We are not in Mars.
So then our eyes would bug out like in fucking Total Recall.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I love that gif online. It makes me laugh so hard.
I love that gif. All right, so what's on the gaming plate today, gentlemen?
Maybe a little introduction, because our fans might have forgot who we are.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. We weren't here last week. We
were actually summoned by Kratos.
Yeah, the gods called upon us, and we had to go into action.
So that was the reason why we weren't here last week. But carrying on, every week now, for sure, you can count on it.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay, what's on the gaming agenda?
Pokemon.
I'm fucking super hyped for this game. It's been really good so far,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's badass, and like I'm playing through it. I'm a lot farther than Crowns, and he's mad at me because he's trying to be the boss of how I play my game.
No, I'm breeding. Like, breeding is awesome in this game because, you know, there's more moves now, and like, yeah, you got like a bunch of freaking Pokemon to breed now. It's really cool, but the updated graphics, I think the Pokewalker is probably the best thing on this freaking game. That was a surprise.
Pokewalker definitely is the best part. Just being able to interact with each other's Pokewalkers, and then the whole pedometer aspect and how it unlocks things the more you walk.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
The fact that you have to walk like 1,000 miles without doing anything.
Yeah, seriously. I looked it up and it said like it's going to take like straight up 200 days of straight up nothing but walking.
With an average of 10,000 steps.
Yeah. And I'm fucking lazy.
So, but that was really cool. If you got a DS, definitely pick up Pokemon. Speaking of DS, what's the word on Nintendo camp, Jamie?
Oh my god, get excited. Nintendo 3DS. 3D.
It's 3D gaming, yeah. Finally. That's without the need for 3D glasses.
Yeah. They're talking about like special screens, like lenses upon lenses, and I just want to see fucking Princess Leia recording a message on R2-D2 saying, "Save me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope."
That would be pretty cool. You get a Star Wars DS game and have the freaking...
Fuck, imagine! Holy shit, dude! Oh my god, I'm so excited now!
No way, dude. I want to see the return of Boktai.
Ooh, yeah, that would be really cool. Yeah, but basically it's using a little thin film over the main screen that'll use lenses to like project an image in a certain area. So if you're looking at it at a certain point, it'll look 3D. Basically, we're being told next year for probably the first half of next year, but analysts are saying it's probably more likely it's going to be the end of this year. So
yeah,
come holiday season.
Well, yeah, we're trying to wait till E3 till they announce more stuff.
Yeah. E3, LA, be there. Or, well, don't.
Yeah, because we'll be there.
We'll be there, for sure. We have to sneak in to bring you the hottest news. It's going to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's get out of Nintendo camp. What's going on in Sony camp? You got
Sony
anything?
Camp, of course, every week, man. The Tester. It's the best reality show ever made. Come on. Gamers?
What is it about?
It's about becoming the next PlayStation tester.
You just like testing games? They're giving a testing slot?
Of course. That's like the foot in to the gaming industry. You can do anything from there.
And where can someone, if they were interested in the show, watch it?
Exclusively on the PlayStation Network.
So I can't go on YouTube?
Honestly, I wouldn't doubt it, but you get it full 720.
That's true. So I'd be stupid to go on, you know, on YouTube and watch it there.
You know, you could either download it or go straight to the movie theater in home and get exclusive items from the TV show.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, The Tester, Jamie's really hyped for it. He's saying that all you guys should watch it, so definitely go check it out. Last minute of the show, what do we got here on the completely not gaming?
Actually, it's kind of gaming.
It's like kind of gaming. It's legendary. Like going towards tabletop.
Legendary. This is one of like the most legendary card games. Like Jamie and I picked up Magic the Gathering recently. I've been wanting to play this game for years, since like I was 13 trying to play this game, but my parents... Well, they don't really like it.
Well, you guys had a final, like, you finally had a match, right?
We finally did it. Seriously, Jamie beat me 4 times. I beat him once, because his deck is an asshole.
Woo!
Deck.
Red and green, mountains and forests.
He's running red and green right now. I'm running black. His deck is full of asshole cards, but it's okay.
So are you guys generally calling out most of the local players out here and people in general?
Actually, calling anybody.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised at how many people actually play, like... We sort of put out the message that, hey, we're playing this, and then people started hitting us up. Hey, I play too. Come get us. Like, come check us out.
And there it is. There's the call out. Last 5 seconds.
Jamie single. Get Jamie at him. Single. I got a mustache.